here as well, trying to keep everything going on. 75 degrees, 76 degrees here in the Pensacola area right now, so a little bit of cool like it was yesterday to start off the day, but then it's going to get warm, but not extreme heat advisory warm. So you know, it's going to be hot, just not extreme heat advisory hot. So that's good, right? Speaking of weather, National Hurricane Center taking a look at this. The two storms that are out in the Atlantic that yesterday were a 30 and 40% chance of formation in the next 7 days. Well, that number's jumped up to 60% for both storms. Both of them, it's too far out now to know the exact storm track, yet it does look like they're pointed towards the United States' eastern coastline. So a lot can happen, of course, in the next 7 to 14 days. The storm system that popped up yesterday in the Gulf is still at 20% formation, so it has not increased in chances of formation. I did look at that one. That storm track, that system, that weather system, does look right now that it's headed straight towards us. So it'll either be, so hopefully it'll just be rain. It'll just be rain, which we need the rain.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we need the rain, so it'll be good. But it does have a 20% chance of a formation into some sort of storm, like, you know, tropical storm or something like that. 20%, we'll keep it down there. That's not a big percentage. As far as weather-related stories, of course, Maui. And when it comes to Maui, the FEMA director saying that they're trying to get resources out there to Maui as fast as they can. More resources are coming. It's just going to take a while because, I mean, it's an island out in the middle of the Pacific. And, you know, we think about it around here. Well, we've seen FEMA more often than a lot of other parts of the country have. And whenever we have emergencies, FEMA brings all these trailers to house people in and all these other, well, they're not already on the island of Maui. They got to get them there.
Right, sure. And even they tell us, like, the first 72 are on you. Now it's more than that.
No, it's the first five.
Right, first yeah, 72. 5 days.
No, now it's five. 5 days. You have to have enough.
I thought that's 72
days.
Hours.
What?
How many hours is 5 days?
No, 72 is three.
Three, I don't know. Whatever.
Listen.
36 hours. Oh, that's 12. Okay, no, whatever. But yeah, that's the point. Emergency, you got to make sure you have enough emergency supplies to get through the thing.
120 hours, the first 120 hours.
Thank
you
very much.
There you go. No, me too. I wasn't sure. But
we all just tried to do that math.
I wasn't even trying.
It was clearly painful.
I was just guessing. So
either way, it's...
But yeah, so we've been told here you need to have... you know, 3 to 5 day emergency storage.
Oh, absolutely.
Food storage, water storage, so emergency supplies. Mm-hmm. Well, Hawaii, Maui, it's not even the big island, you know, so they have even less resources. I don't even think they have a Walmart on Maui. And so, I don't know. I'm just making that up, too.
I don't know. I've not been to that island.
But there is, so obviously it's going to take a while for them to get stuff there. It's not like they can just airplane it over. They've got to. It's going to take a while to get
some
stuff there.
And they have to sift through all the emergency resources and everything. It's not just like, oh, we can just send over clothes or, oh, send over water. It's, you know, it's a lot more.
And I was reading there are some, like, Red Cross is already getting involved. They've already gotten some people on the ground there to try to help with relief and trying to bring blankets and trying to bring stuff like that. Food is on its way as well. So there are some things happening. It's good news right there. Let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. And good news is we're not showing any roadblocks right now. And Highway 90 and Avalon showing a vehicle crash with injuries, but it looks like it's been moved off to the side. Not showing any problems on 98. It looks like 98 is running accident free. No problems there. General Chappie James Bridge, that's a 3-mile bridge, also clear. Traffic running smoothly in both directions. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, I just got a text from Davis Wood, PIO.
Hey, Davis.
Over at Escambia County saying, mm-hmm. We are pushing people to get 1 week ready, 7 days for storm season at Emergency Management. So thank you for that clarification.
It's up to seven. Let's see. That's
good. I always got to be the smartest person in the room, don't you, Davis? No, I'm just kidding. He's so great. No, I'm just kidding. He's so wonderful.
Love
we love him. We miss
so
him.
Much.
He was
yes.
Andrew's producer. He was our pretty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's
really good kid right there.
I love
good
Davis.
Man.
Good
man.
Gentleman. Mm-hmm. Who's my little gentleman? He's married.
But
now.
You know what? He's smart though, and he's right. I
mean, 7 days. A week, right?
A whole
before,
7 days.
Because that is, we could take that long before FEMA hits us.
Yeah.
When, after we get hit with something.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Ivan taught taught the area that obviously, you know, Sally did a number, but yeah, definitely.
Used to have a bunch of food storage, like dry goods and things like that, canned goods. I used to have a bunch. I don't have any of that stuff anymore.
Like and, a prepper?
Oh, yeah, I was a prepper for a long time.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I had a show called American Prepper Network on the American Prepper Network, and it was I had a whole podcast and a Sunday show that was American Preppers.
Oh, wow.
You didn't know this?
No.
Oh, yeah. I've been a prepper for a long time.
Preppers are very intriguing to me. Like, that is impressive work. They're so...
It's just after
so
the divorce,
more...
the ex got all the food and all the water storage and all that stuff.
Wow.
So I'm on my own, but I can be on my own. I can, you know, I'll be fine.
He'd stab a grizzly bear.
I won't stab a grizzly bear. Goodness gracious.
Oh, my gosh. That got dark in a hurry.
I mean, if he attacked me, I'd stab him, but...
I meant for food in desperation.
Oh, I see. Yes, in desperation, yeah.
I'm not just a psycho.
No, I'd chase down a cow before I chased down a bear. So, bite a cow's leg or something like that. Like a little cat. I don't know. But
News
the point
radio,
is...
92.3 informative.
The point is we should be having food storage, water storage, and then other emergency supplies like batteries... solar chargers. I do still have my solar chargers for my phones.
Oh, good,
like that.
Good. That's, you know, a great idea.
So I still have that kind of stuff. And like, you know what my number one thing I keep for emergency? I have one here in the studio. It's up in my office. Life straw.
A life straw?
Yeah. Like a water filter straw.
That's smart. Yeah.
That's my number one thing, because you know what? You can live on water.
Well, that's
for days
true.
and days.
Yeah.
I need clean water.
Yeah,
that's what I need more than anything else.
You shouldn't drink from a creek unless you have all that stuff. And
exactly.
That's right. I have seen
I have
those,
one in my
yeah.
desk upstairs. I keep one around because we do hurricane
no,
coverage
you're right.
here.
You're absolutely
so
right.
Yeah. If something goes down, like as long as I got clean water, I'm good, man. I can make it work. So.
Do you think you can drink Dr. Pepper and it just comes out water?
If
Let's
you drink
try
it through
it.
A life
yeah.
straw? Hey, I like this idea. Let's
yeah,
try this
man.
Kind of stuff.
Tomorrow's gonna
we
be
should
the,
try that. That would be fun.
That, yeah. That would be a
like
good
how
one.
Much would it filter out?
Yeah, how much stuff does it filter out? That's a good
question. That is
I
a good
like
question.
That. That's
yeah.
fun. Then you do the different ones. Like, let's try Coke. Let's try Dr. Pepper. Let's try mm-hmm. Sprite. And let's try LaCroix. Just kidding.
My question All is, right. does it filter out the carbonation?
And
let's
try
gin. Right, so.
And the sugar. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Also,
try Miracle Whip.
No.
Oh,
geez. Let's try pimento cheese.
In Maui, the other update on Maui, we reported the other day that there's rumors that investors and developers were coming in and buying up crap. We got the governor of Hawaii actually weighing in on this.
Question is around maintaining the aina that has been devastated and ensuring that stays with local people.
Yes, so I appreciate that. That's very important to us. So I've actually reached out to our Attorney General to explore options to do a moratorium on any sales of properties that have been damaged or destroyed. Moreover, I would caution people that it's going to be a very long time before any growth or housing can be built. And so you will be pretty poorly informed if you try to steal land from our people and then build here. In discussions last night, amongst colleagues of mine, people I trust, we're hopeful to create a memorial for the people in the state of Hawaii in this site.
Question
oh,
is around.
Right there, he was explaining they're trying to create a moratorium on basically the sale of property for now. And so we were talking about this before, how like I can't imagine being somebody who lost everything, you particularly your sentimental memories that might have been your home and now they're gone forever. And so you're emotionally distraught over losing your home. Some people, it's their childhood home, that, you know, all these other things. There's a lot of sentimental issues right there that mentally are taxing on you. And then all of a sudden somebody comes in and goes, hey, we'd like to buy your house, mm-hmm. buy your property. And I just don't think, even if it is the best thing for you to accept the money and maybe move to a different place, different island, come to the mainland, even if it's the best thing for you and your family, that's probably not the right time to make that decision.
Yeah, right?
You know?
Yeah.
So, and so, like Jenna was saying earlier, she feels like this is predatory.
It She's 100%
is.
Right.
It definitely is. I mean, if somebody showed up, I mean, it is predatory. It's also predatory when the cheap and, you know, half, but roofing companies show up to the area after we get hit by a Hurricane Sally and start trying to put these crappy roofs on people's houses, and they won't withstand the next hurricane. Like, it again is preying on the vulnerable. It's definitely predatory. And I think that it's distasteful. It's just distasteful. So I'm glad the governor's doing something about it.
You got a text here saying, how long does the Life Straw last? I'm looking to buy one now. So I use Life Straw. I use that like I say Kleenex, tissue paper. I actually don't know which brand I have. There's lots of different brands of these filtered straw type things out there. And actually the one I have has more uses, more gallons that you can filter through it than you can on others. So usually, if you're not using it, the because just charcoal and all this other stuff in there, it's pretty much can be shelf, like the shelf life is probably indefinite. I don't really know about that. But it's once you start using it is when you have to, it was when the clock ticks. Like, oh, you got about 2 months before you got to replace it.
Oh my gosh, they're on sale right now on Amazon.
Oh, really?
Okay, yeah.
There you go. So
Life Straws for everybody.
I'm telling you, like that emergency supply, people start freaking out. Oh, I don't have enough food. I don't have gas. I don't have this. I get down to the basics. What do I need to survive? Water. All right. But I don't want to store gallons and gallons and gallons of water. But here, luckily, we're in the South where we have lots of water available. It just might be polluted. It might be unsafe to drink. So if you got some sort of filtration system like these filter straws, then you have an unlimited supply of water to drink. You can't drink from the ocean. It doesn't desalinate. But we have plenty of fresh water sources around here. You can drink water out of the back end of your toilet. There's other sources that you can do to get clean water.
Yeah, no, I'll die. Thanks.
So, no, it's
fine. Wow,
it's,
you're like a walking revenant.
Well, I don't know what that is, but
no, like that. That movie. Oh, where he stabs a bear.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
To go back to Jenna's point.
So I get down to there and like, okay,
well,
if push comes to shove, all I have is my Life Straw or whatever it is.
Then
you can drink toilet water on the back of the toilet. They're talking about the reservoir. Don't drink out of the main toilet. Out of the back of the reservoir, you take the top off.
Or a stream.
Yeah, let's just go outside.
Okay. You'd rather drink out of a stream than the clean water that goes into the back of your toilet?
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys are so funny.
Yeah, we're the funny ones.
We are the funny ones.
You guys are hilarious.
Here, we'll take a break and we'll be right back with David from news. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Nehemiah in the Old Testament is a great example of the familiar quote, pray like everything depends on God, but also work like everything depends on you. In Nehemiah 4, the people of God are rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem, and they're at the halfway point. After being threatened by opposition from the north, south, east, and west, Nehemiah does two equally important things. He prays to God, and then he posts guards around Jerusalem. Nehemiah clearly believes in the power of prayer, as seen throughout the book, but interestingly, he also believes in the power of personal initiative. Nehemiah believes in doing what he can to solve his own problem. Nehemiah prays fervently, like his success depends on God, but he also works diligently, like it depends on him. Ladies and gentlemen, as you pray about your problems, remember that sometimes God's answer will be to use your personal initiative to meet your need.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you. Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call him today, 850-438-5444. Darrell Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
We move like cagey tigers, oh, we couldn't get closer than this. The way we walk, the way we talk, the songs we know into the sea, you and me, all these years.
What is this?
This song is by The Cure, and it's called Love Cats.
I hear
because
The Cure
you
now.
Love cats.
Now I hear The Cure. I don't love cats.
The cats you eating cats.
Only if in starving situations.
He wouldn't eat cat, he'd eat dog.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, the dogs are supposed to eat the cats and the whatever.
So, David?
Circle of life.
So, we have news?
We do have news.
There you go.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation returning all items that were seized during the raid of a small town newspaper.
Good.
Computers, cell phones, and other items were taken last week. It was the Marion County Record that was raided. The items all being returned. The Marion County attorney says they found insufficient evidence of wrongdoing on part of the newspaper. And Hawaiian leaders not very happy about conspiracy theories that are circulating on social media after the wildfires. Apparently, there are social media posts that have been speculating about the cause of the fires and urging people not to trust federal emergency agencies. There's posts saying lasers sparked the fires, FEMA's confiscating shipping containers with supplies, and claiming people who apply for federal assistance will have their property confiscated. But leaders say none of that is true.
Big news pertaining to Winn-Dixie coming up here next, right after this break on News Radio 92.3.
Gianna Gelosi, Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis is requesting Donald Trump's election meddling trial begin March 4th, 2024, one day before Super Tuesday. South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace telling Fox.
I mean, the former president and I have not always seen eye to eye, but when I look at this, there's no way that you can have anyone in this country can have a fair trial when the outcome is predetermined.
Trump is set to turn himself in next Friday, 2 days after the first GOP debate here on Fox. 111 people are confirmed dead in Maui. More than 1,000 are still unaccounted for. The president and first lady will visit the island on Monday. And President Biden and his supporters celebrated 1 year of the Inflation Reduction Act yesterday, but only 36% of U.S. adults approve of his handling of the economy, according to a new Associated Press NORC poll. America's listening to Fox News.
Good.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is a beautiful morning, 73 degrees, partly cloudy skies in Pensacola today. And a few weeks after the groundbreaking for the General Chappie James Memorial Plaza at the foot of the 3 Mile Bridge, construction on that monument has yet to begin.
I think there's a lot of unknowns and a lot of uncertainties about who actually will own it.
That is Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh, and he's talked with Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves, who says the city doesn't want to own the plaza. The General Chappie James Memorial Foundation wants to fund that construction through tourism tax dollars. For that to happen, the plaza has to be owned by a municipality. The Chappie James Foundation says they'd be responsible for upkeep at that monument. The mother of the accused, the mother accused of conspiring in last week's fatal shooting at the Home Depot, now in jail here in Escambia County.
According to jail records, 50-year-old Sheila Agee was booked into the Escambia County Jail shortly after 11 yesterday morning and is being held on no bond on a charge of principal to first-degree murder. Alleged text messages between herself and her 20-year-old son Keith paint the picture that she knew his intentions and advised him to delete the messages so she wouldn't be caught. She was arrested about 2 hours after attending a balloon release vigil for the victim, 18-year-old Brooklyn Sims, on Monday night. Keith Agee has been in custody since turning himself into police following the shooting last Friday. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
The National Hurricane Center says a low-pressure system in the Gulf of Mexico will likely bring some much-needed rain to the western coastline next week. Escambia County Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore says there may not be any local impacts, but it's a good reminder to stay weather aware as the peak of hurricane season approaches.
The one in the Gulf of Mexico is around a little less than 20% development in the next 7 days. But the waters are so warm, warm that it could do rapid intensification, you know, real quick. So they need to start being vigilant.
Meanwhile, there's two disturbances out in the central and eastern Atlantic that are being given a 40 and 50% chance of development. Escambia County continuing to consider purchase offers for the OLF 8 site near Navy Federal. One county commissioner says it's time to push forward on the jobs aspect of the
especially
project.
Especially knowing now that we're not going to ever sell it because we don't want more apartments. Why wouldn't we move forward with the jobs on the 250 acres? A full-blown application to Triumph. Roads, stormwater, infrastructure, Frank Reeder, the entrance road, all of the above.
District 1's Jeff Burgosh, and he says three companies that have made offers are all proposing things that deviate away from their approved master plan, and he believes they should go ahead and get going on the jobs portion of the plan on that 250 acres. Escambia County Sheriff's Office says one person was detained for questioning after a man was shot in the cheek yesterday. Now, that happened in the afternoon at Jackson and Foy Streets. Deputies say the victim was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. No other information on that shooting was released. Florida man's been sentenced to over a year in prison for his role in the breach of the U.S. Capitol. The Justice Department said yesterday Polk County's Joshua Doolin was sentenced to 18 months in prison, 36 months of supervised release. He was convicted 5 months ago, that is, on charges including felony civil disorder and theft of government property. 7:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing many slowdowns. There's a vehicle crash with injuries at Highway 90, and it looks like near Avalon, but it has been moved off to the side. Not showing any other congestion, just, yeah, well, a little slow. Actually, I say that. This is 98, Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze, just on the other side of Publix. It looks like it is a little bit slow as you are going westbound, rather, starting near Community Life Church, headed to about Avalon Boulevard, yeah, right in front of the Walmart there in the Publix. So caution there. It's not showing an accident or anything, just slow in that area. And that's the only congestion I see. If you have traffic tips, so let us know. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Another beautiful day today with temperatures warming up near 92 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. For Friday, humidity returns with a high near 95. Temperatures feeling much warmer than that in the afternoon. Overnight Friday, temperatures dropping near 80. Sunny skies continues through the weekend with humidity returning as well. Temperatures in the mid to upper 90s feeling more like the triple digits. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 73 degrees. It's partly cloudy in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, and 71 in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The number of retirement millionaires jumped in the spring quarter as improving market conditions and steady contribution rates helped shore up balances. Fidelity Investments saw a 10% increase in millionaires holding 401k accounts to 378,000 in the second quarter compared with the first quarter. Among individual retirement accounts, Fidelity reported a 13% increase in millionaires to 349,104. The average IRA balance was $113,800 in the second quarter, a 5% increase from the first. Walmart's highest-ranking woman plans to leave the company, and it's positioning a younger crop of leaders to be potential successors to CEO Doug McMillon. Judith McKenna, who leads Walmart's international business, will leave her role in early September. Catherine McLay, the current head of Walmart's warehouse chain Sam's Club, will become CEO of Walmart International. On Wall Street, futures indicating a higher open. That's Your Money Now.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew's off today. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for him. Jenna Barr here also joining me to fill in. It takes two of us to replace him. And of course, Candy and David as well. Join us right now on our News Radio 92.3 hotline is Public Information Officer Mike Wood for Pensacola Police Department. Mike, thanks for joining us here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, good morning. You got a big crew in there this morning.
Got a big crew. Need a whole lot of support. So everybody keep me on the keep the train on the tracks right here. Mike, what do we got going on this week that we need to know about, let the public know about?
You know, there's not a whole lot that's been happening in the city, which is a great thing to be able to say. I know it's not good for radio and conversation, but not a whole lot's been going on with us. So, yeah, we're hoping for many more like that. We want to touch on the conversation that you were talking about a little bit ago about being prepared for hurricanes, and we have a list if you want to, which we suggest that you do, to get out when it's time to get out. But you can put yourself, your business, your home on a list, and we will go check on your property as soon as time allows after a storm passes, and that's going to take away a little bit of the anxiety of leaving Pensacola with something like that. So if you live in the city limits, you can call down today to the desk sergeant's office and get your home, your business put on that list.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, that's very good news right there on that. And then when it comes to that, what if we have maybe elderly family or something who's not able to get out of town if a hurricane's on its way or something like that? Is there something we're able to do with the police department that way as well?
Yeah, we're going to check on them, but there's I would check with the county and the state on transportation options for folks like that, because that's something that has to be taken care of as well.
One of the big crime stories that happened, of course, this past week that's on a lot of people's mind is the situation, the shooting in Home Depot. I understand that's a – is that a county that took over that case, or is that Pensacola Police Department?
And that happened in Escambia County, but as close as it is to the city, and it's just like the horrible incident happened at Pensacola NAS. When something like that comes out, everybody's going to come running, and all agencies around came to assist Sheriff Simmons and his department up there, and we were able to the individual turned himself in to PPD officers near the Mellow Mushroom of the AMC Theater on Bayou. So we're going to offer everything that we have to the Sheriff's Department anytime they need it, and that day was a good example of that.
Yeah. And then I was getting reports, in Baldwin County that there's been a number of car break-ins and things like that. Are we seeing stuff like that happening here in Pensacola area?
So that sort of thing usually spikes when school is out. It hasn't been a big deal so far since school's been back in. Or out this summer. I mean, we had a rash of it around the north end and some apartment complexes in the early part of the summer break. But so far, so good. But, you know, every opportunity that law enforcement has, they're going to tell you to please lock those cars, because a lot of times the guns that we recover on the street that are stolen were ultimately stolen from vehicles that had doors locked. So it's, you know, we say it till we're blue in the face, and we're going to keep on, because if we can just get one person to start doing that tonight, then we've done our job. We yeah. just do it one person at a time.
I remember when I found that out, it blew my mind that, because, you know, I watch too many movies. And so when I hear about somebody buying guns off the street, I'm thinking they're going to somebody's garage and he's got a false wall and he removes the false wall and it's a rack full of all these beautiful firearms. And you go, I want that one. And
like on,
you know,
Men in Black?
Exactly. Like that's in my mind. That's how people buy guns off the street. And then I found out that they're like, no, actually, if somebody says, I want a gun, they go, give us about a week. And then they just start going in and checking cars and see what cars are unlocked and seeing if there's a gun in there, and then they find one and they go, okay, I'll sell this one to you for this much. I was like, what? That's how they're found? I had no idea. So yeah, thanks for that reminder, Mike. I appreciate it. Mike Wood, Public Information Officer, Pensacola Police Department. Thanks for joining us here on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you.
There you go. So and like you said, it's been a little quiet here, so that's good to know. That's positive news for us. Aldi, which is new into the area. I remember when I lived in up north, and I finally moved back to Florida after like 10 years. I was like, okay, one thing Florida needs that we don't have, that they have up north and in the Midwest, an Aldi.
See, I didn't think of that.
You didn't think that?
Never. No, I'm so sorry. I didn't. I thought about his cousin, Trader Joe's.
Oh, you wanted Trader Joe's. Yeah, that shows the difference between me and Jenna here. So I'm the Aldi guy. She's the Trader Joe's person. So
I just enjoy it. Like, I'm not even a Whole Foods girl. Like, I like Whole Foods. It's fine. It's just overpriced.
Oh, Whole Foods is so expensive. It's so, in my opinion. It's
I've never seen any of these stores.
What?
The Whole Foods or the Trader Joe's? They don't have them around here.
Well, the Whole Foods
There's
is
a
Destin.
Whole Foods and, there Whole is Foods one is in Destin. Destin. I've been to that one, and that's yeah. pretty
it's
nice.
It's a zoo. But like the nearest market. Trader Joe's is in
Tallahassee.
Actually,
I
would take a Costco probably over all of it.
Yeah, I do like Costco, and that's a Mobile. That's close.
Yeah, so that's the one I go to. Yeah. That's the one I shop at. But yeah. I do think that it's great that a successful company is coming in and scooping up,
yeah.
Winn-Dixie. You know,
I'd even share that part yet. I just said I was excited about Aldi coming. All right, so now Aldi's coming. Aldi's here. Aldi's expanding, and now they're going to really expand. Aldi is buying up Winn-Dixie, all the Winn-Dixies in the South, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Georgia, and here in Florida.
But it needed to happen. You go into a Publix, and it's always.
When's the last time you've been to
Winn-Dixie?
Even.
Oh, it's.
Here, I can speak to all of that. Yeah. What is your question? I go to all these stores.
Yeah. I was just saying, I haven't been to Winn-Dixie in forever.
Mm-mm.
And
no.
I've even
is
lived near
Winn-Dixie
it.
Is there a Winn-Dixie near Myrtle Grove? I can't even think of one.
There's one off of Blue Angel. That's yeah, but I do. I hit the one by Target.
Lillian
the one,
Highway
the
is the one that is close to
Oh, Lillian
me.
Highway. Right. That's yeah. a good one. And yeah, no, I use the one by Bayou just because I lived in East Hill for so long. I'm still used to using that. And the Publix is still the outworks in my head.
It used to have great deals, but now I go in and I'm like, I don't know.
Dude, I don't know. I got two bone-in ribeyes, which I've never cooked before, and they came out excellent. I was very surprised.
Good job.
Yeah, but they had like like some great prices. They have great prices on meat, yeah. And then they have this app that's here. You can save this much money.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and they're friendly. You know what I mean.
I'll give you more details on the Aldi Winn-Dixie purchase right after traffic on the fives with Candy.
Are we still gonna have to use the quarters? That was the part that freaked me out about Aldi, and it was easy. I was so worried. Yeah, like, my quarter's not going to work.
It does throw you off a little bit.
Yeah, I was scared to go
in. Up north, by the way, because in the wintertime, it's so cold and snowy that everybody would just dump their carts everywhere. And it became pretty much an honor system where, like, all right, you're going to use a cart. You also put it back. And Aldi's, you have to remember, too, they don't do bags. You have to bring your own box.
That's right. Or you can buy them for, like, 10 cents there. Yeah. But, yeah, and then they have the boxes like Sam's Club or BJ's. So I thought, I think it's pretty neat. As we take a look around, we're not showing any slowdowns or delays. I mean, your usual areas of congestion near elementary schools, of course, kids getting dropped off, watch for school buses on the roads. No accidents to watch out for right now. Certainly, if you see one or have a traffic tip, let us know. 437-1620. Get texted in. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So, yeah, I got a text here. Aldi Distribution Center in Locksley is being built on what used to be dairy pasture. They also tore down the house I grew up in my elementary school years.
Oh,
no. Yeah. Aww. I've actually heard of some businesses like coming and doing that, and then there's a house there, and they will actually talk to like whoever they bought the land from and go, do you still want to own the house? We'll move it for you.
Hey, that's nice.
I've actually heard that happen with them. They go, yeah, actually, I bought some other land over here. They go, we'll move the house over there if you want us to.
Hey, that's cool.
Because some people want to preserve their, I didn't even know you could do that, but apparently you can pick up a house and move it. So Aldi is buying Winn-Dixie, and they're going to convert some of the Winn-Dixies in the South to Aldi. So we know that Aldi's expanding to the South. Mm-hmm. This is their expansion plan. Buy up existing stores and convert them. But some of them, they're going to remain Winn-Dixies. So I'd imagine like the Lillian Highway one, since there's already an Aldi down the road now, they're probably going to keep that a Winn-Dixie. Well, I don't know. Maybe they won't. But that's their plan, is to go ahead and change some of the Winn-Dixies into an Aldi. Some of them will remain Winn-Dixie. Here's another text. Love our Winn-Dixie and Pace. People are so nice there. Very clean store as well. Mm-hmm. Got to disagree with your views on Winn-Dixie. Aldi's is good for cheap knockoffs. Winn-Dixie has better quality, especially with the meat. And that's what we were actually talking about earlier. I think Aldi gets a bad reputation for their quality of food, because Aldi was actually started by the brother of the same person who started Trader Joe's. And they actually source a lot of their food from the same place that Trader Joe's sources their food. And people look at Trader Joe's like it's this premium quality foods. Mm-hmm. Why is Aldi's not the same? It's just because it's cheaper. It's actually the same. A lot of the food is the same. A lot of the like the pastas and stuff that comes from the same place. And so I actually think Aldi's has a lot higher quality food than what a lot of people think.
Oh, and I didn't know. Like Darren went through and picked out, because we got a whole bunch of cheeses, and it was like they have a brand, like Sunshiny Day cheese or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'd never heard of it. And I was like, okay. I bought off brand cheese.
It's stuff you've never heard before. Yeah.
And it was great. It was fine, you know. And we have a little bit each day. And they have cheese curds that were way less expensive than any place I've ever seen. And they were like some weird off brand that I'd never heard of, but packaged in Wisconsin or something. But they were great.
I'd say the knock I have on Aldi isn't necessarily the quality of food. It's the lack of food. Like the lack of food options. They don't have you can't go, like, sometimes you can't go there and get everything you need. And you're like, oh, I was looking for this, I'm looking for that. Oh, they don't have all that stuff. That's like the one thing. But they have like a lot of the basics that you
need. Yeah, and some of the high-end stuff. I was surprised. I got the little mozzarella balls that are in that oil. And
that stuff.
I ate them all. It was great. I mean, they're good. I was very surprised.
Another text here. All these stores are not really all that, honestly. They are owned by a German, a foreign company. Winn-Dixie's great, but has BOGOs, great deals, much better meats than even Publix. There's a lot of locals that are not happy about that they're being bought by Aldi.
I imagine.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good point, too.
Because,
like, as you pointed out, Winn-Dixie's based.
Is a Florida store. That's a Florida store, you know? And so I think that it's definitely a little sad, but they're not all going away, as far as I know.
They're not all going away, but I think what this text is bringing up a good point is they could be changing the way they're doing their foods and their pricing and the BOGOs and where they're getting their meats from and things like that. That could upset some people.
Well, it'll also be a shock if they turn that Winn-Dixie on Bayou into an Aldi's, like right next to the Target. That'll be...
I will die.
I'm just going to tell you, it will bring in a different crowd of people. That's what I think. I think that, like, you know, I think people will travel from near and far.
Yeah, I got another text here. Just simply, no deal.
Okay.
Simple as that. So, okie dokie. So there is, I do want to hit this real quick because we're talking about foods and stuff like this. New poll shows that 61% of Americans say they drink alcohol. Seems like it's pretty high, more than half, 61%. It's actually low. The 1970s, it was over 70% of Americans said that they drank alcohol.
I still think on a regular basis. More now. Maybe it's just me.
More people, but percentage-wise, it's smaller. And then, in fact, our percentage goes all the way back down to 1939 when it was this low, which was like right around Prohibition era.
So 60% is low.
60% is low. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. For mild poison, as the new Apple TV Plus show calls it. So,
well, clearly they've never been on Palafox on a Friday night. I mean,
but the percentage of people on Palafox,
I would say 100% are drinking.
Well, yes, but poison. Compared to the population of Pensacola,
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm just saying though. Like clearly they weren't polling those folks.
Yeah, very good point. All right, coming up here next, we're gonna get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom on News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Morning News. Stick around.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
When we talk about imports like Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, really nice cars, you pay a little bit extra to get them, but you don't have to pay extra to service them. That's a kind of a common belief people have, is that you have to go to the dealership in order to get them serviced. You don't. And if that dealership happens to be, I don't know, over a state line, over some water, across a bridge that nobody ever enjoys driving across, well, you can not only save money, but save time and inconvenience by getting your car serviced right here on Davis Highway at Bobby Likas Auto Service. They work on those cars all the time. They work on domestics. They work on diesel engines. If you've got a diesel truck, for example, you might think, again, that's a little bit tricky and you got to go to the dealership. You don't. They take care of those cars all the time. Their philosophy is, let's see you for the little stuff, the preventative, routine, scheduled maintenance, so we can avoid seeing you for the big stuff. Kind of like a healthcare clinic for your car, which is why they have their website called acarclinicservice.com. In 2021, Carfax rated them a top-rated service center, 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmore Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus, the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by Vincentric. See dealer for details.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Taking a look at our roads. Good news is we're not showing many of those slowdowns or delays. It looks like 98 is running accident-free right now. A little slow before the turnoff to Avalon, but other than that, good to go. 437-1620, if you see that accident or slowdown, you can text in your info. News Radio 92.3. We'll check in now with David. Good morning, David.
Good morning. The South Korean government donating $2 million for Maui wildfire relief efforts. $500,000 of that going to supplies, the rest going to the Hawaii Community Foundation. South Korean officials say the donation is a symbol of their friendship and alliance with the U.S. A Texas woman facing federal charges after allegedly threatening to kill the judge overseeing former President Trump's January 6th case.
She called the judge's Washington, D.C. chambers earlier this month and left a racist voicemail message. It included threatening to kill anyone who went after Trump and all the people in the LGBTQ community. Prosecutors said the woman, who was arrested last week, admitted she left the message but told investigators she had no plans to carry out anything she stated. I'm Michael Kastner.
And NBA star James Harden apparently had a good sales day for his new wine brand. Apparently, he sold 10,000 bottles in only 10 seconds during a live stream. Wow. This was all targeted at Chinese customers. The wine apparently sells for about $30 a bottle. Chinese influencer Crazy Brother Yang. I hadn't heard of him, but apparently he's got a big reach. He pushed the wine on his TikTok. 10,000 bottles, 10 seconds. Then they opened up a second round for the sales, another 6,000 bottles sold in less than a minute. And when Harden saw the sales numbers on his live stream, he did a cartwheel.
Oh, there you go.
So he was pretty happy to see it.
The beard. The beard. So what's the name of the wine?
It's J. Harden Wine.
Just, oh. Yeah. He should have went with like beard wine. Easy to remember. Or something like that. Beard wine. No?
Beard wine? You know, maybe. I could see it. It would have a nice label on the bottle.
I can see the label already. A couple of other texts pertain to Aldi purchasing Winn-Dixie. Winn-Dixie doesn't have a deli section. No, they don't. Another text says, do they have a liquor
Aldi
store?
Aldi doesn't have it.
No, Aldi does not have it. No. Does Aldi have a liquor store? No. Will Winn-Dixie package stores continue to operate? They said some of them will. Some of them will be converted to Aldi. The ones that are going to remain Winn-Dixie don't really know if Aldi's going to change the method or anything like that. So random fact here real quick for you. The 1930s, playing card companies tried to add a fifth suit of cards.
Oh, wow.
The eagle. It did not catch on, and by the 1950s, the eagle was gone. And then finally, a bee would only need 2 tablespoons of honey to have enough energy to fly all the way around the world.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. So,
what about us?
Need a lot more than 2 tables.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3.